Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI and also via internet. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Sergio Bosco, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Tuesday, March 26, 2024, with news, with sports, with music, and we'll have, speaking of music, new Argentine sounds, a weekly section presented by Hernán Espejo from National Rock FM, who brings us something new to discover on the airwaves, a new release, a new record, a new artist. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send emails to qslrai@gmail.com or letters to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. You can listen to this show on the airwaves of WRMI Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time on the frequency of 5850 kHz. You can also listen to us on rae.com.ar and also via our app for mobile devices that you can download for free. RAE app, that's how you look up for it. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. Health ministers from all provinces met to discuss the dengue epidemic, and for now, there will be no vaccination. Venezuela, new opposition candidate claims she could not register to run in July elections. Colombia's president calls to break relations with Israel if it does not abide by ceasefire in Gaza. In Rosario, alleged drug gangs left a threat at the home of national team player Angel Di Maria. Brazil, former President Bolsonaro stayed at the Hungarian embassy ahead of possible arrest, according to the New York Times. Argentina's under-23 national football team lost to Mexico in a pre-Olympic Games friendly. And here are the news. In response to the dengue epidemic, the heads of health from each of the 24 provinces met in Buenos Aires to analyze the situation. While the meeting discussed a broader agenda, the main focus was the historic outbreak of the disease with more than 150,000 confirmed cases in just 3 months. Deaths, according to official figures, climbed to 100. In this context, the Council resolved to promote prevention, leaving vaccination aside for the time being. According to local press, ministers agree that the effectiveness of the dengue vaccine is not yet fully known. The virus, which is transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito, is circulating in 19 of Argentina's 24 provinces. That is why the authorities insist on the importance of preventing its proliferation. To do so, it is necessary to avoid the accumulation of stagnant water in flower pots, drains, and animal drinking troughs, among other containers. In Venezuela, new opposition candidate Corina Joris denounced she couldn't register her bid to run in the July elections. Joris was designated as the new candidate of the PUD, the Plataforma Unitaria Democrática, after the disqualification of Corina Machado, who had won the opposition primaries. The deadline for registering candidates expired at midnight last night. Meanwhile, President Nicolás Maduro, who will seek re-election for a third consecutive term, presented his own bid without any problems. According to Chavismo, the opposition candidate cannot run because she is a citizen of Uruguay, since she had been married to a man of that nationality. But the Uruguayan government itself denied this information. In addition, the governments of several Latin American countries expressed their concern over irregularities in the registration of opposition candidates in Venezuela. This was expressed by Argentina, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Guatemala, Paraguay, Peru, and Uruguay in a joint communique. In the message, they urged to allow the brotherly Venezuelan people to freely elect their next government. Colombian President Gustavo Petro called on governments to break relations with Israel if it does not respect the ceasefire called by the UN in Gaza. On the X network, the president did so when he welcomed the UN Security Council's decision to call for a truce in the Strip. At last, a resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza has been passed unanimously, said the Colombian leader. Mr. Petro had already taken a stance on this issue by backing his Brazilian counterpart Lula when the latter called the consequences of the Israeli offensive against Hamas a genocide. The family of footballer Angel Di Maria has received threats in the context of the violence unleashed by drug gangs in the city of Rosario. A vehicle left a mafia message on the door of a gated community where the parents of the Argentine national football team member lives. Tell your son, Angel or Angel, not to come back to Rosario, otherwise we'll kill a relative of him, assailants warned in a note. In the last few weeks, criminals began to attack innocent people at random. A gas station worker, as well as three taxi drivers and bus drivers, were killed by drug dealers in this context. The judiciary believes that the criminals are retaliating against the hardening of the prison conditions of the ringleaders. According to the New York Times, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro stayed for 2 days at the Hungarian embassy in Brasilia. According to the US newspaper, the former president went into hiding during a police raid. It is in the framework of the case he faces for attempted coup d'etat in January 2023. But Bolsonaro's lawyers claim that he was not seeking shelter to evade justice, according to the New York Times, and that his stay in the embassy was due to the former president's good relationship with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The former head of state is accused of orchestrating a coup with military and police chiefs against his successor, leftist Lula da Silva. A week after his inauguration on January 8 last year, thousands of Bolsonaro supporters stormed the main state buildings in capital Brasilia, and they claimed they were seeking to force a military intervention to oust Lula from power. And now, sports. Argentina's under-23 national football team lost 3-0 to Mexico in a friendly ahead of the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. In Puebla, the locals took revenge after losing 4-2 to the Albiceleste a couple of days earlier. Argentina will be looking for the third gold medal in football in Paris, where they will share a group with Ukraine, Morocco, and an Asian team still to be determined. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
Coming up, Hernán Espejo with new Argentine sounds. Let's see what he brings us to discover on the airwaves today. But that will be after a track by Astor Piazzolla honoring fall or autumn in Buenos Aires City that has just begun. Officially, last March 21st. That's to say, last Thursday. But it is only today that we felt very slightly some kind of cooler temperatures after 3 months, over 3 months, of heat. Now, today we've got just over 20 Celsius in the morning, and that made me and many other people pick a sweater to bring with us. Now, it's already useless at this time of day near noon, but in the early morning it felt like autumn was finally coming to Buenos Aires. And in order to honor that, let's enjoy this track by Astor Piazzolla entitled Otoño Porteño, which literally means Buenos Aires City Fall.
Thank you.
after the cool breeze of autumn, we go back to the heat of summer. This is just a clue of what's to come, because, well, we have already played this track in the Spanish program that I also host and aired just a few minutes back. Hernán Espejo already came to introduce a new song, but, well, let's do it again here in English.
Hello, Fer, how are you?
How's it going?
Very well, very well. Yeah, you're right, because we're going to play a song called Así es el calor, which means in English something like, what, there goes the summer, I don't know.
This is what heat feels like.
That's the
yeah, but heat, like this is like summer, huh? This is summer.
Yes, it's summer. Yeah, uh-huh. It's a summer song that was a big hit during.
Let me complete that. This is summer. What you gonna do? What you gonna do about something like that? Now that the expression is así es el calor, is like, well, this is summer. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Accept it.
Exactly. Well, it's a classic song. It's a classic Argentinian song, and somebody would say, well, but your part of the show, it's called A New Argentinian Sound. What's new about a song made in 1983 by Andrés Calamaro during his stay in the Los Abuelos de la Nada?
Spoiler alert. Re-recording.
Re-recording, exactly.
It's common a gimmick for me.
Re-version of the bass player of that band of Los Abuelos de la Nada called Cachorro López, something like Puppy López. It's a guy who used to live in Ibiza, and then he met some Jamaican musicians and played in Bristol reggae too. And then when he came back to Argentina, he fronted with Miguel Abuelo, who was the singer of the band, fronted a sort of remake of a band that started by the end of the 60s. Well, it's a classic band of the, as you said, in the Spanish show, in the RAE Spanish show, it's a classic band of the restart of the Argentinian democracy back in 1983, exactly the same year of this song. And this kind of this tune, a very positive tune about being in the beach and having a ball and everything. Well, it's re-recorded by Cachorro López, who's starting a new a record made by new versions of old Abuelos de la Nada tunes.
A feel good tune. That's how you would present it. Kind of the original tracks by the Beach Boys,
exactly.
Appealing to that audience. And it's important to clarify something that you mentioned briefly in the Spanish version, that at this time when this song was first released, rock music was supposed to be like very highbrow,
no? Exactly.
Like committed to social causes. You shouldn't be talking about light stuff, like going to the beach and dating girls.
Having a holiday.
That's not appropriate for rock. Rock should address serious issues. And groups like Abuelos de Lana, with this song that you're talking about, came to challenge that.
Exactly. The mood of the era had changed. Bands like Los Twist or even
Virus
or Soda Stereo 1 year later with their debut, where everybody tried to lighten up a little bit of the mood of the military dictatorship. And in the case of Cachorro López, then after Los Abuelos de la Nada, he played in SAS with Miguel Mateos, a very important solo artist here in Latin America, and even in the States, in the Hispanic community. But he left a little bit his bass duty and started producing lots of bands such as Amigos Invincibles from Venezuela, Caifanes from Mexico, Cristian Castro, Diego Torres, Miranda, Julieta Venegas, Paulina Rubio, big stars of the Spanish language pop music. And now at his 68 years, he's re-releasing his earlier tracks, but recorded with some new guys, for example, in this case with El Zar, which is a duo by Facundo Castaño Montoya and Pablo Jiménez, and even Andrés Calamaro, the composer of the song, appears at the end of the song, but mainly it's about this new version, a lighter version with some kind of disco strings, and I guess you're gonna like a lot this new version of Así es el calor.
El calor. This is what summer feels like. Deal with it. Something difficult to translate that expression. Originally recorded and released by Los Abuelos de la Nada. Let's listen briefly to the original version so you guys can compare. Version and the voice you listen at the front is that of a very young Andrés Calamaro, keyboard player and one of the composers, one of the songwriters in that group, who, as Hernán mentioned, makes a cameo appearance in the re-recorded version that we played.
Well, Andrés is one of the biggest names in the Spanish.
In Spanish language rock.
I mean, he made a record a couple of years ago with duos with Alejandro Sanz, Rafael, Julio Iglesias.
Yeah, it's a big name.
It's a big composer. He plays mainly rock and roll and has fun fronting a rock band, but his music can be produced and sung in lots of different styles. He made from boleros to tangos rocks to ballads. I mean, he's a really classic composer here.
Well, if you want to check out this music, both the original version and the re-recorded one, the original is by Abuelos de la Nada, Así es el Calor, and the re-recorded version that Hernán brought today is together with the duo El Zar Duo, Así es el Calor, is what we discovered this week on this new edition of New Argentine Sounds that was produced and presented by Hernán Espejo. Thank you for coming, Hernán.
You're welcome, Fer.
This way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio. The sound technician was Sergio Bosco and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. This program is aired on 5850 kilohertz, Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time on WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.